FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The EFF in KZN says it will stand its ground until the councillors it's calling illegitimate are removed from the Umhlathuze Council. Provincial leader Mongezi Dwala addressed supporters after he and four others were released on 5,000 rands bail in the Richards Bay Magistrates Court. The five EFF members were arrested after they were part of a group that stormed the Umhlathuze municipal offices last Thursday. They all faced charges for illegal gathering, assaulting a security guard and damaging municipal infrastructure. They were demanding the replacement of three of its councillors who they say were expelled by the party in 2023. Dwala says any Umhlathuze council decisions taken with the presence of the expelled councillors should be nullified.
They are stealing what rightfully belongs to the EFF. This is our property, comrades, and we're not going to allow anyone to take what rightfully belongs. We are not going to be silenced with any arrest, with any court. Umhlathuze municipality must know now, we want our seats. Mahlabisa, we want our seats. Noma Mthwiyoni is the work and the sweat of this year.
The National Energy Regulator is about to tell us what we'll be paying for electricity later this year. Eskom had asked NERSA to push prices up by 36% for 2025, nearly 12% next year, and around 9% the year after. The regulator held public hearings around the country towards the end of last year. The DA says it hopes NERSA will reject the request from Eskom. Spokesperson on electricity and energy, Kevin Milam, says South Africans should not be made to pay for Eskom's failures.
The DA firmly believes that no tariff hike should be approved until Eskom demonstrates real accountability, slashes its wasteful costs, and implements transparent financial controls.
A Chinese shipment of suspected counterfeit goods has been seized by the Hawks in Durban. The unit Sibu Ngane says the container was detained and inspected at the freight station container depots several months ago by border police. The Durban Serious Commercial Crimes Investigation Unit arrived with a search warrant on Tuesday and confiscated the goods.
The value of the confiscated counterfeit goods estimated to have a value of 354,000, which were imported from China to South Africa. I think it was 59 Burberry and 59 Hermes branded sunhat, which were determined to be counterfeit through the verification process by the brand attorney.
And U.S. officials believe there are no survivors after a passenger jet and military helicopter collided over Washington, D.C. Emergency services are switching from a rescue to a recovery operation. 27 bodies have been recovered from the plane and one from the chopper. Both aircraft were on standard flight patterns. Secretary of Transport Sean Duffy gave this update.
The fuselage of the American airline plane was inverted. It's been located in three different sections. It's in about waist deep water.
The top story, the EFF in KZN says it will stand its ground until the councillors it's calling illegitimate are removed from the Umhlathuze Council. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Sydney is set to host the Rugby World Cup final in 2027. Ruben Amorim insists that his United team need to avoid the Europa League playoffs, and Australia well on top after day two of the first test against Sri Lanka.